I be God. I'm ready to say something. I was just sitting up there with two of my feet, and I say, now, Lord, I think things got to go in order now. I said, but hurry up. Hallelujah. I want you to get up and shake all that mess off. Now, Lord, I am shaking all this junk off. I come for a breakthrough. I believe you're going to give me a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Shake it off. Shake it off. I was trying to get me a song, girl. I'm trying to get me a song by Shake It Off. Shake It Off. I'm going to save me some. Oh, Shake It Off. Oh, I said Shake It Off. Shake It Off. All that mess that the devil put on you, just shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. Because we are going through. Come on, let's shake it off. Shake it off. All that mess the devil put on you, just shake it off. Shake it off. I'm ready. Thank you, Lord. This week has been I'm telling you, I've been places, and God been so good. But met Sister Angelique. I'm just going to be with the Lord. But I know you know business lands, right? Okay, you're going to be all right. All right. But, you know, I just want to thank the Lord. Amen. I don't know what he going to do up here. So I had something on my mind. You know, like ministers, they get things on their mind to preach, you know. And I said, I was really with that. I said, wow. Lord said, no. You got to encourage them about the breakthrough because I'm breaking through. Okay, Lord. So I didn't have nothing when I came here today. I told Al, I said, Al, I can't sit in class today. I got to go back there and pray and see and get me something and get this thing lined up here. I said, cause I don't know what. I'm telling you, listen. We went last night. You may be seated. We went last night to a singing. And now I want to sing. What was it to do? Huh? Answer. Thank you. And it was about 300 people there. And we was the only brown shaded people there, two of us, me and Bridget. So I won't offend nobody. And we back in the back because Bridget said, if I have to go to the restroom, I want to be able to get up. Oh, what singing. Oh, what a, they had an orchestra, 22 different instruments, 22 instruments. It was, wasn't it? They started singing Silent Night out in the hall. And then they come through the church. I mean, it was fabulous. Everybody that sung could sing. It was 10 people that sang, and every one of them people sung. And they were just praising God. Folks sitting back there said, Lord, I got to, come on, I'm getting, woo, Jesus. But you know, the Bible says when you in Rome, do as the Romans do. I've learned it long enough. I've been saved long enough, you know what I'm saying. But you know, I was sitting back there, and once I said, pray. And the lady crossed there, I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. I mean, these people were singing, was in it. They were saying. So the Lord spoke to me. Listen, I got to tell this bear. On the sides of the walls, it was Merry Christmas and rain falling down. I guess, you know, the guy back there, like Derry doing. But he said, Derry can do that too. Shit. The whole wall was, you know, had Merry Christmas around it, you know. I don't know what you call it. And snowing was snowing on each of the walls of the sanctuary. You know, and the guy was sitting back there, Derek, like you sit back there. Rich said, shoot, Derek can do that. And the Lord spoke to my heart, Derek. He said, I have given you everything. I put in this church what you need now to go and do your last work. I'm going to make your last better than your first. He said, all you got to do now is do what I've taught you all these years and believe me. Saints, they have not been in vain. He tell them I'm going to give them a breakthrough, a break in, and a breakout. He's done this for me. I know he's done this for me. You've been in places, many of you, you wonder what in the world is going on. You don't know what to do. But this is when God is going to prove to you that he's God. You got to know he's God. I want to go to praise the Lord. Pray, Lord, I love you. Father, I just want to thank you for what you are doing, what you have done, what you're going to do. You know how excited I get now. I miss stuff when I get excited now. But I'm asking you to help me today. I'm asking you to help me today. Because give it to me. The church need it. The saints need it. And I need it. And I ask you to, hallelujah, to anoint this servant. I ask you to give me a special anointing to break through, to bring this on through. God, hallelujah. I'm asking it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn around and say, I thank God for the breakthrough. I want to go to Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Then I'm going to start there, and I don't know where I'm going from there. I was writing down and writing, and I said, I need one sheet of paper. I got stuff all over there. Now I want to say this, so I circle it. But I want you to know that you're in a place. You know, we ain't went through nothing yet, children, God. Come on now. You still got your house. It ain't flooded. Ain't nothing burned down. You know, you say, well, I'm feeling bad, but you still walking. You still living. You got up this morning, you still got some pork chops in the freezer. You know what I'm saying? These people ain't got nothing. Come on. Come on. So begin to thank, honest to goodness, now, begin to thank God for what you have. And stop talking about what you ain't got. Because then if you trying to get what the world got, that ain't what's supposed to be got. No way. So I've been thanking the Lord. I've been praising him. You know, but I'm going to tell you, you say you've been a place, I've been in a place I've never been. Never, and I don't know what to do. And I just said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I was thinking about my daughter. I was praying for her. I said, Lord, you know her. Help her. And said, my son, I said, you help my son. Because we need a bus driver. He drives the bus. He lose. I said, we losing too, but I don't like us. I said, nuh-uh. And it was a God in heaven. He heard me. Honey, I was screaming and hollering. And I said, and when I went to that door. I said, get out of here. You can't ruin this church no more. I opened that door. Then I come. And I opened. When I came in by myself, you know, sometimes people say, you know, the angel come and somebody come. I come up here. I said, I ain't scared of you. I pull my coat off later on. I said, let's get with it now. Something come down over me. The Holy Spirit come down over me. And he began to, and I begin to pray. And I begin to pray like God. I said, Lord, I ain't prayed that. I'm telling you, I ain't prayed that in a long time. I said, Lord, break these yokes in the name of Jesus. I command it to be so. And then he brought back what he said. I'm going to give you signs, wonders, and miracles. People going to know about revival soon. So yeah. Hallelujah. They may not want to come out. We don't do this and that. But they're going to come when they need some help. People are coming to get you some help. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And so listen to this. Now, the Lord told me, this brother said, Lord, it's time for the church to fast. He said, take them on a 10-day fast. 10 days? Breakthrough for 10 days? Well, turned up. Brother Jensen, he said, we're going to, Lord, maybe we should do it. He said, take them on 10 days. It signifies completion of something that started, of order. And I didn't know that. Now, she had given us some, I say, didn't know that to the day. And I just got so thrilled. Because at the end of this fast, you coming out. What you have, and I heard, then she got up and started preaching my sermon here, Leslie. And she said, oh, Lord, she said, I'm breaking through all these things. I said, well, that's what you told me. That's what you told me. And then at the end of this, you're going to come out victorious. And he's giving you the victory now. Praise the Lord. So I looked at Donald and I said, no, Lord, I'm going to tell you something now. You know how old I am now. So, then I read about Anna. She was in the temple. She was 84. I said, okay, all right. She was fasting and praying in the temple. She was 84 years old, waiting for the coming of God. I said, okay. You ain't got no excuse. Watch out now. But the Lord has told us he's so good to Revival Center. I want you to know he has seen us. He knows what we're going through. God knows where you are. He knows you've been holding on. He knows you're trying to live holy. He knows you're trying to live right. He knows everything. And so he took me to Isaiah. He said, I'm going to give you a breakthrough, a breakout, and a break in. Hallelujah. Now we're going to read about the breakthrough right here. Let's go to Isaiah 58. And he was telling, he said, behold, you fast for strife before and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall fast as you do this day to make your voice. Now we're not fasting for that reason, see. We're not fasting just to be doing something. We got something in mind here. Is this not the fast I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict. That's what I chose it for. Is it to bow down thy head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under you? You're going to call this a fast? He said, and an accepted day to the Lord. He said, is this not the, but here is the fast. He said, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. That's the fast God wants. It ain't for you to walk around looking like you dead. It ain't for you doing all this other stuff. Hallelujah, because that didn't get nothing. God is judging your heart today. If your heart is right with God, you're gonna really get some stuff done. He said, is not this the fast I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness? To undo the heavy burden. And you've been burdened heavy? This is the fast that's gonna undo your heavy burdens. I said, this 10-day fast, you're gonna come out feeling, ooh, you're gonna wonder what in the world happened to you. But let me tell y'all something. Ain't nothing nobody can say. It's God. What I've been going through these 4 months, I know it's God. Can't nobody tell me nothing. I appreciate your prayer. I don't want to come in. I say, I appreciate y'all praying for me. But in there, I know it's going to take God. In there, I know that can't nobody get me out but God. And I went to him. I thank y'all for your fasting. I thank you for your prayers. But when it all wound down, it was God. It's God. It's God. And we need each other to exhort each other daily like the Bible say do. And hold each other up in prayer. And I can't help but say that God will bring those people to the place if they want to come. I say God will bring it to the place. You can break the bonds of wickedness in your fasting. And that's what we're going to do. I say, that's what we're going to do. Brother Leonard, our friend, he been coming to the church and this wonderful. Amen. But I know his son has been, is he still living? He's still living? he denies God. Is he an atheist or something like that you told me? An atheist? He's an atheist? Yes, he was almost 2 days before dying. Yes, it's God. This is God. Yes, Lord. Yes. All right then, Brother Leonard. Now let him bet because I ain't scared of the devil. We're going to pray for his son. We're going to curse that devil. We're going to ask the Lord to bring him back to his mind. Because I know Brother Leonard told me he was saved and filled with the Holy Ghost a long time ago. And so I know God can do this. I say, I know God can do this. So start, Lord, you said, of signs and wonders and miracles. Give us a miracle in his life. Give us a miracle in his life. Bring him back, God. Hallelujah. And if it's your will that he go, then let him go to you. Let him go to God. I'm telling you, some of these people are doing better off than we are. So y'all better be praising. We got to get some understanding here. We got to get some understanding. It hurts us. But we do the opposite. And I've been looking at the word. I said, Lord, You know, we just human. But we scratch that. But anyway, we do the opposite. You know what I mean? He said, hallelujah, Jesus. What is how he held that? What we supposed to do when one is born? What we supposed to do when they die? Well, why we do the opposite? We got to get some God in us. We got to get some God in us. And I don't want to preach that. I don't want to get off on that. I really don't want to get off on that. But as God been taking me into this realm, I say, Lord, all this stuff we do just make us feel worse. And it's all for money. You pay, I don't know how much for them obituaries. It's nothing but money. Did y'all know when I was younger, they put the body up. I was coming right on the end of where they put the body in the living room. Yes, ma'am. You come and say, no, not 3 days. You put the body in the living room and see Uncle Sally or Uncle Tim, and you put him in the ground. Come on, can you remember hearing some of that? But now somebody said, ooh, I can get some money. I'll go to school now and go to, I know the Egyptians learned how to embalm the bodies. So I'll go and learn how to embalm, pray, and I'll charge these people. And then it's year and year. Now the casket cost you $15,000, and it ain't nothing but money. I don't care what you say. You can get mad at me if you want to. It ain't nothing but money. That's all it is. It's money. If they didn't have no money, they wouldn't do it. And then you sitting there for hours and hours. I'm sure I'm saying, I love you all dearly. But as God bring me in the light, I'm going to walk in it. I'm not sitting in nobody's funeral no 2 or 3 hours. I'm sorry. David Terrell stopped going to funerals. He don't even go to funerals. So when you left, did you feel better? Come on. When you leave these funerals, do you feel better? I like what she had. Her husband died and we had a memorial. It was just beautiful. People got up and told about her husband, because I didn't know her husband. I knew her. Her husband came. They told about him. It was beautiful. And when we went back in there and ate a few little crumbs of whatever we ate, and we went home. You'll come back. You'll love me anyway, whatever I say to you. But somebody got to tell the truth. It is money. I don't know how I got off on that. That ain't what I want to say. Okay, bring them on back down, Lord. Bring them down. It is not to deal your bread to the hungry, and that you bring the poor, number 7, that are cast down to your house. All this is wonderful. When you see the naked, you clothe them. Now, this is what you're supposed to be doing on your fast. And thou had not thyself from your own flesh, meaning your own kin folks. Make sure when you out there trying to please everybody else, you remember your people. He said, then shall thy light break forth in the morning, and thine help shall bring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall be before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be your reward, or your reward. Then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Come on. And shall cry and say, here am I. Isn't that wonderful? If you take away the midst of the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and stop speaking vanity, if you stop doing, if you draw out your soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity in that darkness as in the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually. Isn't this beautiful? And satisfy thy soul and draw up, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be a watered garden like a spring of water, whose water fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. This is talking about Israel down. If you do these things, if you fast like God, say fast. If we'll fast this fast like God, say fast. Then this thing going to happen to us. We're going to be where we can help people. You know, we are helping. We are, thank you, Lord. We are doing things that we're trying to reach out into the communities and things like of this sort. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Thank you for your testimony. You really blessed me. But I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And now I want to go to Nahum. Hallelujah. But while you're fasting, this is what you need to do too. I make it, I guess it's, you know, can't hardly find them, can you? Hosea, get on your phone. Y'all got them little phones. He says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up. Got to break up, break through. Now you got to break up. Break up your fallow ground. While you are fasting, and I love what she said, while you are fasting, put this mess on the altar. Put it on the altar. Ask God to get this mess out of us. He said, break up your fallow ground. Hallelujah. You can't even go there. You was preaching about, you know, people sowing the ground. You know, when my husband, like, and I know, we sowed the ground, we broke up the fallow ground. And he would let the winter fall on it to mellow the. Did you know the cold mellows the ground? Y'all know anything about place? Is that right, Clay? You break it up, praise God. And then a lot of times he would put stuff on it like old rotten leaves and stuff, you know, so it could rot down. Make the ground melt. Oh, like that. You take that rotten stuff and put it down in there. So when you break it up, when you break this fallow ground, you put you some rot, all that crap, and put it under there so it'll rot. And then you can help somebody. Amen. But we go through fasting. But this one, I'm telling you, God don't say it. Now, we go, I feel it. I feel a breakthrough. I do. I feel a breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough. I said, I feel a breakthrough in this church. And that David's man, he was, you know, David was really beloved. And he was really wanting some water. You know, they was fighting. He said, oh, if I could just drink some water from Bethlehem. Brave men like you are. Do your muscles. Let me see your muscles. Amen. Went and broke in there and got some water because their king wanted water. So when they brought the water back, they broke in. Broke in that place. Broke through all those soldiers that were standing there. When they brought the water back, David said, oh my Lord, he said, I can't drink this. And he poured it out before the Lord because he couldn't drink it. It was just too holy. After they had risked their lives to go get him some water. Isn't that wonderful? God is seeing you. I said, God is looking at us now, children of God. Are you feeling better? Do you feel? Don't lie now. Is God doing anything for you these 10 days? Is he doing anything for you? Is he helping you? Don't lie, because lies go to hell. God is going to do something if you let him. He's going to work with your mind. That's where it needs to be. You know, it's your mind. Amen. He's your mind. I want God to stir us up. We got some place over there, Hidden Valley. I've been trying to get in that place for years. And this sister come to tell us something. I've been trying to get in that place for years. She know I've been out there several times, having this, having that, trying to do. I said, Lord, you tell me what to do. Because I just met one of the girls out there, and I talked to her. And I said, Lord, these people need help. Who's going to help them if we don't? Who's going to tell them if we don't? If we don't tell them, who's going to tell them? Oh, God. Hallelujah. So we're going to, when I get through, and I won't be long now, I'm going to let Angelique gonna tell us some things that I had talked to Gwen about it, and I talked to Al about it. And it's got to be just the church here. Okay, the church. All right. Y'all looking at me. Just wait. That's all. Don't be so. Okay. And I see. And I was so glad. Listen, children. Your pastor don't know everything. I ain't never told y'all I did. But when the Lord told me them 10 days, and I came back to the church, and I thought, well, I don't know about this, and gave you 10 days, didn't know it was truly the Holy Spirit. I know he spoke to me because I wouldn't have done it. You look for great things. 10 days is complete. 10 is complete. Hallelujah. 10 commandments. It complete. Did you know he said, God said in Genesis 1, God said 10 times. Look it up. God said 10 times. He said it. I tell you, God is a wonder. And God loves this church. And God want to break through. God wants you to break in. God wants you to break out. God wants you to break. He just want a breaking, because when you break things, hallelujah, they kind of gone. So just break it. Break your habits. Come on, you can do it. I said you can break that habit. I said you can do it. With through Jesus Christ, you can do everything. I can't quit smoking. I can't get drinking. But you put it out now, God will give you a breakthrough. Because hallelujah, you don't need everybody to lay hands on you. All you need is a breakthrough from God. All you need to come in here and know when you're around the saints, God is here. Come in here, you look, leave with not a headache. Sister Davis ain't got nothing. God is God anyway. We're going to get our minds on the Lord. We're going to stop thinking about brother so-and-so. I got to get the brother. We're going to put up, I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus. I got to get to Jesus. You know, when this brother came to see James, one of the apostles, he said, sir, I would see Jesus. I know y'all nice apostles, and y'all, I understand y'all nice folk. I want to see Jesus. So we need to see Jesus. I said, we need to see Jesus. Hallelujah. He can do what nobody else can do. Sister, you, when you come up here, listen, these are wonderful people. Few of them, but they're wonderful. I match up against the whole everybody. Speak. Don't be ashamed. Tell us like it is, and we're going to, these smarter people than I am, ask you questions that you, so don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed because you're with friends. Praise the Lord. Because we want to do something out here in Winsfield. We want to come through this fast, different people. I'm tired of just not eating. I want to see God do what he say. But he sure spoke to me last night, Derek. And he told me, he said, I've given you media. I've given you teachers. I've given you everything. I said, yeah, Lord, but now you got to give me half of that band they got up there. I like to have that. But what I got, I sit here and I look at you and say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And then when they want to take me through, say, what you doing? I said, my children are saved, most of them. My grandkids done came in. And some of my great-grandkids done come in. You know, the devil will take you, especially when you get older, you get started getting older. You know, he'll take you through. You ain't done nothing. You know, and blah, blah, blah. You ain't done nothing. I said, no, no. And the Lord said, your children saved. Your grandkids saved. Some of your, you know, some of your great-grandkids, they love the Lord. And then I had a girl, and for the girl, she, I was in the store, and she came up to me. She said, Sister Davis. I said, hey. She said, oh, I've been wanting to see you, Sister Davis. I've been wanting to say thank you. I thought her name, I told the kids her name was something, but they said that wasn't under her. And my children know so many kids, I say, hi, honey. Hi, honey. She said, it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. But you taught me. You used to come and get, I did. I went down the hill and got and brought her to Bible study. We had Bible study. And so I'm thinking, you know, so God, listen, the things that's going to come into you, the people, and pay attention. Don't be a nut. Pay attention. God is everywhere. God is moving for you. He's moved for you, Gwen. He's moved. God know how and how to deal with people. I said, Lord, deal with people. I got a call in on the phone in there, and from my beloved. He said, I'm looking for the pastor. He said, I'm looking for the pastor. And I want to, you know, something about that, something you want to do. But anyway, I said, oh, okay. There it is, God. You going to work it out. The one of God going to work it out. L, God working it out. I said, DD, God working it out. He's going to work it out his way. And you stop trying to work it out. Trying to figure it out. Let him work it out. And he's going to work it out. I don't know why this, and I don't know why I don't either. I don't know. But I know God. I say he's going to work it out. And he's going to do what he told me he's going to do. Because I see him doing some things he don't told me he's going to do. I say, I see him doing some things. Pray, thank you, Brother Derek, because we was thinking ain't nothing really, really, really going to happen. But something for you done really, really happen. So they let us know, oh, it done started. Oh, yes, it done started. Hallelujah. It gave us, you can hardly say, because we was over here shouting over here and shouting over there. So what we going to see God do, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. So continue on in this fast. It's over on the 7th, what is it? The 20th. Look, they done started counting days. Lord have mercy. A 10-day fast. Y'all ain't got but a 10-day fast. And it's over on when? When is that? All the way through Tuesday. Hold on in there. Yeah, don't eat them cookies. Put them aside. And don't dive in them as soon as the fast is over. God say, get rid of sugar. It's good to get rid of some sugar. It's killing us, you know. So don't destroy what you're going to gain. You know, ask God to help you to get off of sugar. That's what I'm asking. I'm asking to get me, and I'm sugar. I love sugar. Yeah, I used to really love those candy corns. The one I know, she brought me some candy corns for Christmas. But ain't number sugar. So I had to get off of them. Some things you got to stop doing. Then you say, oh, I'm hurting. Well, you hurting because you eating wrong. You know, I have to go through all this clay every Sunday. We got to get off of this stuff. God loves us. But then you run up to the altar when you don't sit up there and eat a whole bag of candy. You go back home and get rid of that candy. Because they don't need it. You know, we just going through. They said, well, the Lord, he ain't doing that. He doing a lot of things. But it's us. Say, it's me, oh Lord. When you stand, look for a breakthrough. Look for a break in. Look for a breakout. God is going to move. He's moving. Hallelujah. The windows of heaven is opening for Revival Center. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm looking for a good report from Brother Leonard about his son. We're going to pray. I said, Lord, Lord, you break in there. You break in his mind, Lord. Tear down the chains of his mind. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Sister Sue, we glad to see this. She go around the corner, but she comes over to see Sister Davis. She said, we ought to go see Sister Davis. Thank you for coming, Sister Sue. I see you coming in. I appreciate it. Praise the Lord. And Sister Angelique and her son. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's give a clap for all our ladies. Thank you, Lord. Okay, now, we're going to have what the New Year's. Somebody asked me about New Year's Eve. Children of God, I want to really feel sorry for the people that live so far. But I ain't going to feel sorry for y'all no more. Y'all going to think I done lost my mind. She don't understand. Jesus came from heaven. It's a long way up there. Way from heaven. To help you. Ain't going to hurt you one day to get out of your way. Y'all know what I'm going to say, don't you? We're going to have two services. We're going to have a Sunday morning service. And we're going to have a night watch service. Thank you. You know, and I'll be, oh, they've come so far. Oh. But I remember, shoot, I used to go way down in the city and go to church and come back. We used to go over on East St. Louis just to hear people sing and go back. What is wrong with us now? Something happened. Come on, say something happened. We work too hard. Is that it? Yeah, it's terrible. And everybody tired. Lord, during this 10 days, I pray that energy will come to your people so that they can do your work, Lord, in Jesus' name. That means no candy, no sodas. Christmas is coming. No cookies. Christmas is coming. So you know what? You're going to have to get your little self on the, instead of looking up all that other junk, you'd better try to find you some recipes to cook you some sugarless cookies. Sugarless pie, sugarless candy. Put you some stevia in it. They say that's the best you can use now. Stevia, you know. I've been using stevia for about 2 years. It's the best you can use. Children of God, listen. Let's get serious about our bodies. Let's get serious about keeping ourselves, you know. Because you're going to be dead. Or you're going to have something wrong with you. Just because you saved, that don't mean God. You know, if you saved, but you still can't walk out in front of a car. Can you? You saved. But you saved, so have some sense. So let's help one another. Children, listen. Y'all study the internet. Y'all help. Let's try to find some recipes and some sugarless stuff. Jackie made up something with some prunes. You know, there's fruits that are sweet. Yeah, you come to this church, you may hear anything. There's fruits. You know, Lord, I love you. I just praise you, Lord. I thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. Lord, just help us all. Help us, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. All I want you to do is move and be God. Hallelujah. I ask it in Jesus' name. Anybody need prayer today? Ah, thank you, Jesus. I know I should do that. Hallelujah.